likelihood of something like this coming in as an independent proposal, might this be funded? And what, how likely would something like this be? I know you can't commit to a hypothetical. That's why we're coming around it now. We're trying to understand that. What role should we play in this?
I've talked to several commissioners who would support funding if they had better documentation of what the project was going to entail, the technology, the specifics about it. It still goes through our, we have a policy committees made up of two commissioners. It would go to our R&D policy, which are two of our commissioners. And then if they approved it, it would go forward to the commission. I'd say maybe it has, you know, it's hard to give it odds, but probably over 50%.
Mr. Chair, regarding the documentation, this is, so we had several meetings, including one with the chair of the CEC and her staff in Assemblymember Ruskin's office. We left the meeting with the agreement that they were going to follow up with us. We tried several times to determine what they needed from us to work collaboratively together. Silence is what ensued after several efforts. So now to come here to the budget subcommittee after we tried all this time with the help of 19 of your counterparts is a little bit disappointing and frustrating to us. You could adopt this item subject to us providing them with the budget. That's fine. But we have a budget, so that's not a problem. But in the last year, that was never requested. So that's a little bit of a concern. And I do also want to point out,
with this discussion going on, how long would something like this take to at least have some proposal in form that you would respond to? I'm thinking that obviously by having this here has spurred the discussion. There is no doubt. If we held this open, would you be able to work on something in the next, let's say, 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, we could get a budget. I don't know. I doubt. Well, I'll let the CEC respond
well,
for itself.
Let's respond to. Before we jump into it, we need to know where we are. And you know, my preference would be for the CEC to deal with this issue and not have us come to. So the question is, during this budget cycle, before we have to formally put this up, what options do we have from the CEC?
I think it's more than a budget what we'll need, because we'll need to sign a contract with them that lays out all the deliverables, all the particular expenditures that will be made, the site documentation, all that. So what we need from them is a more detailed description of the design, of the particular technology, of the site, and of the elements in their budget that would match up to the particular work that they would carry out.
And so that's not where we're at. We need the money for site selection. We need the money for planning to determine the design. And these are things, again, Mr. Chair, we have asked, we have made an extreme effort through your counterparts to reach out, and these weren't requested previously.
Okay, let's see where we are. Right now, as you pointed out, it's already been approved by our counterparts in
yes.
the Assembly. So it will, regardless of the action that we take, it will be going to conference committee.
Well, if you adopt, it won't be.
Well, we're not going to do anything for the next couple of weeks. We want now we're hearing a commitment to at least engage in a dialogue, and we are going to bring this back on the 24th of May.
Okay.
And we're going to hold this open, if that's okay with Senator Cotton.
That's fine with me. I mean, my concerns with this, I'm trying to understand this process and how it compares with, you know, what we do in other areas where we require a competitive, process to take place. So I'm certainly open to understanding it a little bit better, and hopefully we can do that between now and
So let's see where we go between now and then. So we're going to hold this item open. We're going to request continued discussion, and we're going to see where you are on the 24th of May.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I appreciate that. That's a very logical way to proceed. One point I just want to make clear, the representative from the CEC said they would need a budget, which we are prepared to give. We'd have to sign the contract. They'd need an explanation of the site and the technology. We're not there yet, so I don't want the subcommittee to be, or the CEC, to be under the belief that that's what we're going to be able to provide in the next 2 to 3 weeks, because that is not where we are. So hopefully the issue will not be contingent upon these very specific requests.
I don't believe it's contingent upon anything at this moment, except that discussions go forward and you come back and we'll see where we are on the 24th of May.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
With that, before I turn it back to Senator Simidian, let's open the roll. Let's have this consultant open the roll. Huh?
Yes, I have to close out.
To close out, yes.
So let's start with page 29.
Page 29.
This is the Williams settlement issue.
The Williams settlement issue, I believe the vote was 1-1.
To approve the staff recommendation.
Pardon?
To approve the staff recommendation.
To approve the staff recommendation. Senator Lowenthal voting aye, Senator Cogdill voting no.
And Senator Lowenthal, this is the recommended language on page 29, is that correct?
Yes, it is, to adopt a placeholder.
All right. Thank you.
Simidian?
Aye.
There's two votes, that is out, and what is the other? I believe there is one other, Senator Simidian.
Page 35.
Page 35, the energy efficiency program for existing residential and non-residential buildings. I believe the items to approve, items 1 and 2.
One and two, yeah.
Both items 1 and 2. Yeah. The vote was 1-1. Senator Lowenthal voting aye. Senator Cogdill voting no.
Simidian?
Aye.
Good, and I will turn this back to you, and that takes us back to California Public Utilities Commission.
Which page were published?
Which is page 39.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the other votes
are 2-0. Thank you for accommodating the change in personnel here. Appreciate that. We are then at page 39, California Public Utilities Commission. Have we done the vote only item yet? Not yet? All right. We're just beginning there. Thank you. All right. Well, members, as you can see, there's one item, comprehensive energy efficiency residential and non-residential programs. This is a vote only item unless there's a request to remove it from vote only from members of the public or from the PUC or from the committee. Don't see any requests. Call for a, thank you, a motion from Senator Cogdill. Vote only item 1, page 39. Call the roll.
Simidian.
Aye.
Cogdill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to withdraw my motion.
All right. Without objection. Thank you. All right. We have a motion from Senator Lowenthal to approve the vote-only item on page 39. This is BCP 13, vote-only item number 1. Call the roll on the Lowenthal motion.
Simidian?
Aye.
Cogdill? Lowenthal?
Aye.
Passes 2-1. Thank you. All right. Then that takes us to advanced energy storage, which is on page 40 of our published agenda. The staff notes on page 41 that they've not received, as of the time of writing, additional clarification. Is that still the case?
There's been some back and forth, but I think there's still some outstanding questions.
Where are we on this?
Mr. Chair, members, Ed Kwan, I'm the Deputy Director at the PUC. I think there was some confusion over the request. We met with staff, we had a series of meetings, and as of today, I believe we have submitted all the information that was requested. The LA will respond if I'm not correct on that matter.
LAO?
Mr. Chair, members, Tiffany Roberts, LAO. We did request project details, and we have yet to receive those details. And based on that, we're still recommending that you deny the request for these positions.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to suggest, and don't want to cut off any conversation, members of the public. Help me out here. The chair is sympathetic to this request. The chair tried to give you all the support and encouragement he could at the last meeting, and now the chair is confronted with staff and LAO who say, we don't have what we need to give you a recommendation. Hard for me to be for you if you don't help me be for you. So we're going to hold the item open unless there's any further comment or question, and I'm going to say I can only be for you if you help me be for you, get these people what they need and require so we can move forward, okay?
Yes, we will do that.
Excellent. Sure. Good. Thank you. That takes us to the end. I came back just at the right time then. Thank you all for your patience through a long hearing. Sergeants, members of the public, various department agency heads, I appreciate it. I know some folks had to spend a lot of time in the committee room, including the committee members. Thanks.
What technology are they using?